Chicago show. We can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley show. It's the Skinny and Hooley show.
Listoon, 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 Varna. Oh, Listoon, Varna. Listoon, 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 Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooley, great to be back here at Lizzie's, and we're on the river tonight. We're outside.
First night outside in this whole
Springs back memories.
Oh, it's wonderful out here.
It's fabulous out tonight.
Hey, you're listening to Skinny and Hooley's show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal, our old pal, Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday, at SkinnyHooley.com. Wow. I'm so glad to be outside. It's such a beautiful night. And
I'm so glad that spring has finally sprung.
Yeah. It's actually like 70 degrees out here.
I know, we waited so long.
Hey, you
got to
come down here on a Wednesday night, folks. It's just excellent. Please join us. And, you never know who you're going to run into here at the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Lizzie McNeil's is right on East River Drive.
Yeah, we
in
just
New
figured
Street.
That out after 9 years.
Yes, and it's right on the Chicago River.
It's at River Drive and New Street. I like that, New
Or if
Street.
You know where the fountain is that sprays every hour, come down. That's where we're at. And it's,
the Centennial Fountain.
Great people watching down. We just saw one of Hooley's old girlfriends a minute ago. I don't know where
she lost weight.
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
We always have interlopers that come by. They're groupies, you know, Hooley?
Yeah, sure. And sometimes they're Hooley haters. But boy, that's a burgeoning group, I can tell you that. It gets worse and worse wherever I go, chasing me down.
Why did you say that? I'm offended.
Get lost.
Okay. Remember Mayor Washington, when everything was burgeoning?
Burgeoning.
It was great. He always used that word.
He used a lot of words.
I haven't heard that in many, many years. But anyways, it's great to be back outside, Hooley.
It certainly is.
And it's
can't beat it with a stick.
Yeah. This is the best time of the year in Chicago, and there's no nicer place than right here on the Chicago River.
At Lizzie McNeil's.
Lizzie McNeil's, yes.
So, Skinny, we have our major guest is running just a little bit behind. So we were lucky enough to meet our old pal, Natalie Hill. She's here tonight.
Oh, how you doing?
Hi, Natalie. Welcome back to the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Thank you.
To see you, have you on the show.
Great to be back.
Now, Natalie works at Special Olympics with Skinny.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Poor gal. You know, yes. Just to put up with him all day.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a big year for Special Olympics.
It is. 50th anniversary is coming up this summer.
That's amazing.
50 years.
It was 1968. Mm-hmm. Ann Burke over at Soldier Field. Was it Soldier Field?
Park
she started at, right?
Well, she started out at Pullman Park on
Pullman
the
Park
south side.
Pullman Park in Roseland,
Roseland. And now we're coming up on 50 years. And Natalie
does
just about everything around the office. She started out as an intern. Natalie, where are you from originally?
So I'm originally from Mokena. Skinny says, I remember we went to a meeting one time. He said, are we in Texas or something? He saw open fields and from Texas somewhere. But Mokena, and I just moved to the city, actually, last weekend. So
did you really?
I'm in the city.
You've been commuting from Mokena?
Yes.
Well, I remember.
She has a helicopter.
Yeah, years ago, I had a raccoon in my house.
Oh.
And, we called the fire department. They said, what are you calling us for? You got to get in. It was the middle of the night. My wife was driving me nuts, and the thing was scratching at the cabinet. And I had to call these guys from Mokena to come and take it. And I said, there's like six baby raccoons they took them to. And my wife all night was calling me a monster. And as the guys from Mokena were pulling away after I paid them $300 to take this family of raccoons.
That's why he remembers it so well.
The mother raccoon looks at me and goes, you're a monster. Mokena, And the guy goes, we're going to be releasing them in the woods in Mokena. I said, you guys will all have coonskin hats on next week. Who are you kidding?
Probably seen some people walking around with them, actually.
In Mokena?
Probably seen them on the streets.
Now, Mokena and Manuka are right next to each other, aren't they?
They're They're relatively close, yes.
Ah, Manuka.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both from, I think they're like Native American names for like
wet
muddy turtle or something like that,
oh,
Mokina.
That's kind of cool, yeah.
What about now, where'd you go to high school?
I went to Lincoln Way East.
And you're a basketball player.
Basketball player.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Played some hoop. Yeah. Not anymore, but.
Did you play in college?
I didn't. I tore my ACL my senior year.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it kind of ended my career prematurely, but do some leagues.
Oh, you do you?
Yeah.
Some stuff when you went to Missouri.
Yeah. Did some co-ed leagues and some
How
scrimmaging.
Tall are you?
5'8 3/4".
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My son's girlfriend played basketball and the volleyball at Dominican.
Okay. I do know that. Yeah.
Awesome.
And
she was a big deal, I guess. Mm-hmm. Mary Deanan.
There's
a shout out to you, Mary.
And a shout out to Dominican.
Dominican, a great
That's
school.
Right.
It used to be called Rosary. I think it was Rosary when she was there. I can't remember.
What position was she? Do you know? She hit or did she block or did she?
She was real tall.
Real tall?
Yeah.
Maybe a middle.
And she had a million kills in volleyball. Mm-hmm. I know that.
Yep.
But she had a ride. She was there on a ride.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was.
If she's around your family much longer, she'll have one more kill, I think.
Very good. Where's that rim shot? Come on. Let's get going. There you go.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't ask you
but
to repeat it.
Natalie, the biggest thing we do in our office is the Polar Plunge, and Natalie is in charge of the Polar Plunge for Special Olympics.
Okay.
And she stepped into some big shoes, Susan Nichols' shoes, and she stepped it up and she took it over and did a magnificent job this year. And
did you break all the records again this year, Polar Plunge?
I believe we did.
I think
any movie stars there this year?
This year we honored the athletes. It was the 50th anniversary.
Oh,
I wanted to put
good.
The spotlight back on them.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It was a nice day, though. What was the temperature was like in the 50s. Water wasn't too cold.
The water was freezing.
I don't remember it that way.
I didn't go in, even there. So Skinny, ask Skinny. He's the one that went in the water.
Oh, you know, you got to go in. If you're working on it, you got to go in.
I know. I was in that tent all day, so I just saw everyone coming out.
I did it two or three times.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah. And I said, I don't think I need to do that anymore.
How was it when
you went?
I can
make a donation.
It was
freezing.
Freezing?
It was freezing, but he warmed up after the paramedics revived him.
But it's... As Skinny said, you know, you talk about the Titanic and how they said, oh, they could last. You get in the water and forget it. You're like, hamma.
Nope.
You're paralyzed.
You're basically paralyzed.
It's true.
And how many people did we have do it this year approximately?
I think we had like 5,100 that jumped
in.
Yeah. It was a lot of people that, crazy fun people that did it.
People pay to jump in Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
Tell Barney and Huli and I, how much money did we raise with it?
Well, the final number was around like $1.7 million.
That's great.
That went back to our athletes. So we've got 7,500 athletes in the city, so that went back to all their programs in the park district and the school district and different agencies. So all went back to them.
Now, isn't there somebody else who does a plunge in like January or something?
Yeah, that's all around
A lot of polar bear clubs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you know what? The temperature in January in the lake is like 33, and when we do it, it's like 35.
Yeah.
So it's not. It's
not
you know how
difference.
Cold it is.
Yeah.
And it's
the best
brutal.
Place to do it though. You're at North Ave Beach. You've
sure.
Got the
oh, it's a fun
boat
day,
and
it's
an awesome day.
Big party afterwards, and everybody gets
so
crazy.
So much fun. Meltdown party.
We had so many bars that put.
A
lot of Irish bars, you know, Eamon and Corcoran's and all those places. They
you
all
mean Eamon Vaughn from the Emerald Loop?
Yeah.
And Vaughn's and all those other joints?
They
all have
teams, and they come out, they jump in the lake in the morning, they get something to eat, and then they go back to a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they talk about it.
Well, didn't have the Special Olympics in Ireland 4 or 5 years ago?
Folks, that's Barney Furley speaking. He's also on the show.
It was many years ago, but, you know, when the Special Olympics started, it was Ann Burke and it was Eunice Shriver.
Yeah.
And the Shrivers have run it for many years until the last 2 years. Mary Davis from Dublin is in charge of all the Special Olympics around the world.
And she's from Ireland.
She's from Ireland.
Yeah, but they had it I remember being back in Ireland and there was a lot of the...
it's 2004.
Yeah, the kids were staying in the neighborhood.
Houses, yeah.
And everybody had...
Oh, came from all over the world there.
Had stickers up in the windows. And it was a massive big deal.
Ireland gave them a great vulture. Yeah.
It was the best Special Olympics event ever was the Olympics in Ireland. It was terrific.
Yeah.
The whole country got behind it.
They
the whole
did,
country
yeah.
stopped.
Yeah.
God bless them.
It was great.
Yeah. That's what it's all about, though, getting it back to bringing it back here to Chicago for 50 years and having everyone from across the world and in the state
and now,
coming together.
What's the date of the actual anniversary?
Yeah, so we have the whole week. It's like the 17th through the 21st
of, what?
Of July. So we've got that whole week of kind of celebrations and activities and kind of things that are cultivating and leading up to that anniversary date. So it'll
Is
be
it
a
Soldier
fun
Field?
Summer. Yeah, so we've got a couple events at Soldier Field. We've got a couple at Toyota Park, Northerly Island, cool. across
and
the city.
A concert at Northerly Island.
Yeah.
Who's in the concert? I think I heard this.
We don't know yet.
We can't disclose yet.
Oh.
We can't disclose. Still a secret.
But it's some big act, right?
It's a big deal.
It's probably Terry McIlwain or someone along those lines.
That'd be fine. It ain't Whitey O'Day, I know that.
Yeah, God bless his soul. We love Whitey.
Yeah, but it'll be a fun week.
Well, when are you going to be able to announce that?
Probably in a week.
You'll have to come back and announce
it. I know.
Yeah.
But we're working with all the people from International Special Olympics, Mary Davis, and the National Special Olympics in Illinois. It's a big deal. There's a lot of people coming here because Chicago always gets bad press. This is the best thing that ever happened in Chicago. Mm-hmm. We're in 170 countries around the world, and it's all worked out really, really good. That guy looked like a stalker. But anyways.
You're not supposed to mention that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On the air
I think
now.
He can still hear you even with the headphones on.
I'm sorry, Barney. I think I scared me.
And he's a stalker for the Skinny and Hooli show.
Yes. Yeah. We're used to him down here. Yeah. But anyways, it's going to be a great celebration. Ann Burke is very active, and we talk to her every day. And she was.
Who else is in the office with you?
So it's Skinny's there every day.
What a
myself. We've got Hannah Monte. She's
she's been on the show.
She's been for she's been a guest before.
Yeah.
We miss Julia dearly. She's in New York, but she's here in spirit.
Yeah. And she's still working
day.
With us.
Yeah, she's still
Was
with
she
us.
Really?
Yeah.
In New York.
Yeah. She calls like probably five times a day.
Oh,
we bug her
no
out
kidding.
There.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then we have Claire, who's a consultant for us. We got a couple other people. Mary Slowick, who's coming for the 50th. And
I know Mary.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
we remember Mary.
She's been awesome. So
she was at special events for years.
Yeah. So we've got a smaller group, but we work really well together and we make it happen. So
good for you guys.
Works well. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So it's we got a good crew working on it, and we're working with a lot of good people from Illinois.
Now, if somebody Skinny wants to make a donation to Special Olympics, how do they do that?
They just go to sochicago.org.
There you go.
And
write
we'll
them a check.
You send it to us, and we'll take care of it. And sochicago.org, there's a donate button there.
Yep.
And you can make a donation, and it'll go back to our athletes.
Because you're doing good things.
That's right.
Yeah. And we're having fun, though, Hooli.
Yeah.
We do have fun in the office.
We do.
And we have a lot of characters that, you know, that we deal with in the different departments of the city and so forth. And Mike Kelly, who we've had on the show.
Oh, Mike's great. Yeah.
He's real important to everything that goes on in the Park District. So we work real closely with him and Pam and Izzy.
I know Pam, sure.
And awesome.
So we get to work with a lot of really good people. Yeah. So that's what's going on
that's
in Special Olympics.
On.
All right, Natalie.
Really, will we see you this summer for the 50th?
Of course you will.
Okay,
are you kidding
we look
me?
Forward to it.
How could you not?
Yes, he'll be there.
That's
I'll
right.
be there selling Hooli Hater T-shirts, which is a new scam I'm working
on. Oh, we're going to do a big party up at Susan's place on the beach.
On the
lake. Are you? Okay.
Yeah, for like 700 people.
Is he bad up there?
Pardon me?
Is he bowed up at Susan?
No.
I probably am.
He's welcome everywhere.
Is he kicked out?
Everybody has a sense of humor, just about.
No, not everybody. All right, so we're
going
to take a break. Natalie Hill, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you guys for having
me.
You're welcome
this
anytime to
thank
come
you.
Back, and you're doing great work.
Appreciate
God
it.
Bless you. We're going to take a little break on the Skinny and Hooli Show. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hoover. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Yeah, Jimmy Sweeney, Local 150, Kevin Burke, our guys, operating engineers. What a great union. Thanks Natalie Hill for her insight into Special Olympics and everything. And
Jimmy Sweeney always helps us with Special Olympics. The union guys in Chicago are terrific.
They're fabulous.
Us. Terrific.
They don't get any better. Speaking of union guys in Chicago, though, today, remember Jimmy Strong?
Yes.
He was always talking about this guy, Joey Glimko. And I looked him up on Google today, and he was a mobster. Joey Glimko was with the team, and whatever. He's dead now, but fascinating career. And I thought, well, that would be one of Jimmy Strong's buddies.
Jimmy.
Hey, folks, we're once again very, very honored to have our old pal, the Olivier of Gaelic Park, Barney Farrelly. He's looking for his glasses, and they're on top of his head. They're on top of your head. Barney Farrelly, the great actor and sewer and water guy.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
All right. And what's the motto of your company again?
We're number one in the number two business.
Very good. What's the name of your company?
Farrelly Sewer.
Barney Sewer?
Farrelly.
Oh, Farrelly Sewer.
Yeah.
And you're from Carrickmacross, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, you've met our friend Sarah Hand from Carrick.
Yes,
you know their family.
I know their family, yeah.
Yeah, they're great people.
I used to drink with Patrick, the great Patrick Kavanagh, when I was a young fellow.
In Carrickmacross?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't drink with me, but if I bought him drink, he'd take it.
Well, so will
I had no money to buy him
that's
drink.
That's a familiar ring to me, to me and Billy.
Yeah.
So, Barney, and you're also very, very involved at Gaelic Park and have been for years, and we're so glad to have you back. But here it is, coming up again, May 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th.
Yes, it sure is. This is,
the Irish Fest.
Yeah. The 32nd year, is it?
Amazing.
32nd year. Holy cow.
Yeah. And, you know, we keep... You know, it's not as big as it used to be, but you know, none of these festivals is. But
really,
we're focusing on the families a lot more.
Get on the microphone. Stay in the microphone there.
Yeah.
I remember John Griffin came on with. Now Skinny supposedly had the idea, instead of charging for every ride, just give a one blanket ticket, and you can ride all day
That's
and
right.
all the rides in the Midway and everything and.
Skinny was the inventor of that.
Yes, he was, supposedly. Yeah.
And it is a great attraction. I mean, for the price of admission,
yeah,
you can ride them rides all
the
all
rides.
Day.
My grandkids go nuts for those rides.
Sometimes they're just it's great. And people that haven't been there should get out there.
Absolutely.
Because and it's a great place.
And go
for
again.
Families.
Go
yes.
every year. Everybody get out there every year.
And you know the one thing about Gaelic Park is it's a great place for the families.
Right.
Because that's. You know, you can bring your family out there. You can let them we'll babysit them while you have a few cold ones. And I mean, everybody always feels very safe out there, and it's like the
Irish Country Club. It's so beautiful.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, the building. You guys did such a great job putting that together. And Frank Bradley. And Frank Bradley's still there.
Frank is still involved. He's not involved as he was.
Give him my best. I worked with him when I was working for the Brick Distributors of Illinois. He was a brick value builder. Built all his homes with brick.
He was, he stepped down. John Devitt and James Staunton is the co-chairman now. And, you know, they're changing it up a little bit.
How about Eamon Maloney? Is he still
around? Eamon Maloney is still around.
Is he? Tell him I said hi.
Yeah, I sure will. Eamon is... them guys stepped back a little bit, but
they started it.
They started it as right. Yeah,
32 years ago.
I mean, it's an amazing place when you think of it. The way it grew out of what it was, and you know, I mean, it is probably one of the best Irish centers
in
the country,
world.
In the world.
Yeah.
Barney. By the way, Barney, when that place was built, Mike Kenny was a very good dear friend of mine.
Yes, he was. He was a dear friend of a lot of people, Mike Kenny.
Yeah, he's a terrific guy.
Yeah,
I don't know if you know this, but they built the whole place with no permits. And then Mike Kenny called me up, and he had been to a number of politicians. Actually, I got called. Daly was a state's attorney.
Yeah.
And I went down to see Daly, and Mike Kenny was in there. He said, "You got to figure this out." I spent about a week until I found somebody in the county building.
Yeah, the county, because it was all county.
Yeah, then. It'll remain nameless. They were like, "You what? You built?"
Yeah.
And I said, "You know, it was a mix-up."
But they're all professional builders.
I said, "They're all professional."
Yeah,
and all donating. Yeah.
So then when we went out there, I met the inspectors and stuff, and they had all the doors opening in.
Hmm.
The guy almost hit a coronary.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it was just to get out, you had to pull the door in while there's a fire, and then there was a few. But anyways, we took care of it in a few days. Yeah. Now I could tell the story because it's 33 years later.
Yeah, and statute of limitations.
There was another guy that used to was a big boss with the city, Chris Mullane. Mullane Danson? Chris Mullane. Well, Chris passed away like a year ago. A real nice man. But he was out there a lot, too. He was a plumber. Everybody was out there.
Right.
Everybody.
I said, they don't know how this works. They just got here. They got off the boat. They didn't know what they were doing.
And they just went to work. Yeah.
And it was one of the guy that took care of everything was from the 15th Ward, and he was a Polish guy, and he was terrific. He knew his business, and he just said, "I'm just telling you, if this gets in the paper, everyone's going to be in some." I'm like, "It's not going to get in the paper. It's just me and you. Keep quiet." And we got it all straightened out.
Yeah.
But it was Mike Kenny, though.
When you look
at
that, the clubhouse, I mean, it's gorgeous.
It is. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it is.
First class.
But not just that. They got great grounds there.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
And parking, which is the key.
Yeah, which is the key to the festival, too. It's all free parking.
Right.
I mean, and plenty of good parking. You know, it's we have a lot of it gravel now too. So we're actually setting up one of the main tents is going in the main parking lot on the front of the building. There,
really? You're gonna put a tent in there?
Yeah. That's what they're gonna have one there because they figure to showcase the park a bit more.
Oh sure. All right. Let me just give it. It's Memorial Day weekend, May 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th. 4 days of great music, theater, and storytelling on 6 stages. Plus, unlimited free carnival rides, Irish dancing, Irish fest shops, culture and music workshops, Irish bred ponies, Gaelic football, hurling, magicians, jugglers and clowns, puppet shows, face painting, petting zoo, and free pony rides and free parking.
And free parking.
You can't beat that.
There's a lot of good discounts on online. The website is
Chicago Gaelic Park, irishfest.org.
If you go on that, you can listen to any of the music that's on there. It'll show you all the music that played over the years. We have a lot of local bands.
You got Liam Durkin. You got Patty
Liam
Holman.
Durkin's been on our show many times.
Patty Holman.
Patty Holman as well.
Yeah.
Liam Durkin is the great balladeer.
We have American English.
American English is the Beatles cover band.
Yes, yes. They are very good. We have.
And you have Irish dancing.
Irish dancing, yes.
Sunday morning, you have Mass at 11:30 before the festival.
Monsignor Boland.
Mike Boland?
He's great.
He's a great guy, yeah.
So here's some of the other acts. I hope he shows up now because I did mention him.
Oh, he'll be there. He's
we
a great
have
guy.
We have
Shannon Rovers.
Shannon Rovers, yes.
Emmett Cahill, he's really good.
Yeah.
Rory Makeham.
Tommy Makeham.
Sophie
son.
And Fiacra, is that how you say it?
Yeah, Sophie and Fiacra. They are new. They are very good. They're coming in from
Quebec.
I think they're coming through. They're Ireland. They come from Ireland, but they come through Quebec.
Yeah.
So we have Sean Wilson and Tony Mack for anybody that wants to waltz around with the wife or the wife's.
Well, that's good. Kind of a Lawrence O'Wilt kind of a friend.
We also have in the performing arts stage. We have something new this year. We have
First Confession.
Kind of a tribute to Memorial Weekend, put on by the Junior Gaelic Park Players, and I seen them rehearsing the other night. And
how old are they, Barney?
They're from 13 to 7.
Oh.
Yeah.
13 to 7. You mean from 7 to 13?
From 7 to 13.
Okay.
You were backwards.
Okay. Those are the junior Gaelic. Because you're a stalwart of the Gaelic Park Players yourself.
Yes. We just. We are actually going to Canada next week with a play we just.
Yeah, what was the play?
Mommy's Boy.
Yeah, who wrote that?
This Jimmy Carey's from outside Mullingar.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And you saw my sister Mary there.
I seen your sister Mary. I haven't seen Mary in a while. Well, I seen her, I'm sure, at some of the wakes.
Were you in that play?
Yes, I was, yeah.
Who were you playing this time?
For my sins. I was playing the knacker.
Oh, can you say that on the radio? You can in the States.
You can say that.
I know you can't.
That's not a bad word. Do you know what a knacker is?
Yes, I do. It's a traveler.
Yeah.
Yeah. A tinker. Yes. Yeah. Okay, because I remember being cautioned not to speak of the knackers when I was in Ireland. Don't say anything about that.
We have a guy coming. This Jimmy Kilbane. He's a kind of a
Christian singer.
Christian singer.
All good
yes.
for him.
Yes.
And where's he from?
He's from. I think he's from Achill Island or Westport.
We were there.
We were there. That was one of the neatest places we were ever in.
Oh yeah. That is a neat place.
I love Achill Island.
Yeah. Did Hooley climb the reek?
No, I did not.
No, I did.
You know what, Barney? We went out to the Aran Islands before we went to the Achill Island. And it was
right after the tornado.
The hurricane.
Yeah.
What was his name? Brendan or something? Amelia?
Amelia.
So we're in a boat going out there. Everybody on the boat, and there had to be 200-300 people on the boat, puked.
Yeah.
And the guy's walking down the aisle, he's handing out these bags. I went, I hope this isn't for what I think it is. And he goes, yes, it is. And the next thing you know, it's like, oh, everybody's hurling. That was the worst.
It was kind of like a ride at Six Flags or something. It was pretty neat. The boat was like.
It was like pitch. Yeah. We're in the middle of a hurricane.
But you weren't strapped in. You were just in it.
Oh, it was brutal.
Yeah. And Kathy Schumacher, before we went on, she goes, take one of these. She gave me a Dramamil.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah. She goes, this is my last one. I was fine on the trip.
Oh, yeah.
It was like that movie Stand By Me when they had the...
Yeah, the barf one made her a complete barfathon.
Yeah.
Barfarama, that's what it was.
Yeah.
So I don't think I ever want to go back to the Aran Islands. But
no, it was
Ackle Island was a lot of fun.
Ackle Island, yeah.
Ackle Island's beautiful.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Kilbanes out there.
There is. It's full of Kilbanes. Yeah. Well, there's the McGinty's Kilbanes, and there's actually a few of them Kilbanes here.
Yeah, they're in Cleveland. They're all in Cleveland.
They're all in Cleveland.
Who's
this group, Barney, the New Invaders? The New Invaders.
You know, I don't know too much about the New Invaders.
Now, you know what? This is all on the website.
Six stages.
Yes, I know. It's all on the website because there's so many different things. There's always something
going
on.
There's something for everybody, Julio.
Yeah.
Yes. There's
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
There's a lot of good new music. You know, it's not like the old stalwarts. You know, we have some of them too, but some of this
new stuff
is awesome.
They're fabulous musicians.
Oh, it's fabulous musicians. Yeah. And I mean, they're all young kids. They're all, you know, I mean, they're just great. I mean,
but you know, we talked about the stages, but you have the stuff for the kids.
We have all kinds of stuff for the kids.
You have all kinds of food.
Oh yeah.
All kinds of food. Yeah.
And drink.
Yeah. Yeah. What would an Irish fest be without a drop of drink?
Sure. Yeah.
That's a great quote.
Mike Winston has a stand there with some great food.
Oh, yeah. Mike is one of the originals. We have a lot of good food there, you know. Then if you want to do Christmas shopping, we have all kinds of
shops.
Shops there,
they
too.
Have the whole tent with the
tent
the
with all the stores there.
Yeah, people should go out there and get some stuff for Christmas. You know,
absolutely.
Celebrate their culture.
Yeah.
You know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
And Monday, yeah. And we have a memorial salute on Monday at 3 o'clock, which is always a very big hit.
We
always have
veterans.
A veteran or somebody there giving a speech. It is just a great family weekend.
Yes, it is.
You know,
it is.
I mean, if you haven't been together with some of your friends and family, give them a call and tell them you'll meet them out at Gaelic
Park.
Let's
go out there to Gaelic Park this weekend.
Yeah, but there's something for little kids all the way up to senior citizens.
Yes.
That's why it's such a great family event.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and I mean that's what we try to promote out at the park anymore is families, because I mean
tickets are only $15, but if you get there an hour early. $10.
Yeah, there's all kinds of deals. I mean, there's online deals. I think that is what day is today? The 20th.
Today's the 19th.
The 19th.
This will be broadcast
the 25th.
On Saturday.
Yeah. The admissions is very reasonable. You know, I mean, you can come and listen to all this music for $10.
Yeah,
you know?
$10.
Yeah, I mean, you come to.
It would cost you $100 to see any of this stuff on your own.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And of
free
course,
parking.
Paddy Holman. I mean,
Paddy Holman and the Noble Call.
And the Noble Call. I mean, they're just awesome.
Yeah.
Paddy's
terrific.
Liam Durkin is no slouch either, and he's 19 years old.
Terrific.
Was
he on the show with you guys?
Yes. He's been on the show several times.
Awesome.
Yeah. He sounds like Gordon Lightfoot. He's got a great voice.
Yeah.
Great ballad.
I mean, he's got a real great voice.
Yeah, he's really good.
It's scary how good he is.
He is, yeah.
He plays the Rileys a lot.
With Brother Rice.
He went to Brother Rice.
He's a big, big kid.
Yeah. He's terrific.
Yeah. We have Joe Cullen and
Joe Cullen and his son. Oh no, not Joe Cullen. It's Joe McShane and his son.
And his son,
his son Declan. He's terrific.
Yeah.
Oh, John, I just noticed this. You got the Fitzgeralds from Canada. Now that's a great family show.
Yes.
The kids dance like crazy and fiddle players and.
They're like Leahy, who was from Canada. If you remember,
the Leahys was very good too.
They were terrific.
Well, the Fitzgeralds are playing
very much like them. Yeah.
But there's a lot of them, young kids playing that music now, and it's
unreal.
It's unreal to hear them. You know what I mean?
Well, we've had that Lexia
Kennedy.
Yeah,
sure.
She's unbelievable.
She's 13, something like that.
Unbelievable. Yeah. They're learning it young, which is great, and it continues on and on and on. But people should get out there, and you don't have to be Irish to go there.
You do not. No. If you want to come out and hear some of the American English. For the price of admission, go out and have a few beers, and you can listen to them.
Can't beat it.
Doing Beatles
tunes. You go to hear them in one of these other venues, it probably costs you $25 or more, you know.
Right.
Sean Wilson and Tony Mac. It's just endless. The entertainment is endless.
Yes.
So go to www.ChicagoGaelicParkIrishFest.org.
Yes, and you can listen to all the music
on the website,
and you will see all the acts listed on the website. So you can just
they got Maggie Speaks there too.
Maggie Speaks, yes.
Maggie Speaks played at Natalie's prom. Yeah,
and the Pigeon Kings.
Yeah,
they're supposed to be really good.
And the Larkin Brothers.
The Larkin and Moran Brothers.
Yeah, they're great.
They are definitely they're Southsiders.
They're fun.
Bohola is also great. That's Jimmy Keane and Pat Broder.
Bohola's great, yeah.
They're dynamite.
So you've got everybody out there. Every age group, something for everybody.
Yeah, we got Bernie Glenn and the Country Roads, an old country band from the South Side. Yeah.
Yes.
I think they're from...
Oh, you know what? Here, South City Revival. We've had them on the show.
Yes.
You know who that is? That's Mike Courtney from the Twisted Shamrock.
Yeah.
And Joe Pacelli. I can't remember the other guy who's in. Oh, I think Jimmy Keane's brother is in that. I can't remember. But they were on the show, South City Revival. They're dynamite.
Do they have the Green Street Revival? What was that group we had, the Green River Boys?
Green Mountain Boys.
Green Mountain Boys. Oh, no, they're not on this one.
They're not in there.
They must be traveling someplace.
They won't be with us for a while. But the South City Revival is just true.
Hey,
Yeah, what?
Hey, thanks, boys, for having me on.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for all the good stuff you do.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for all the good stuff. And that's one of my my favorite things is the Special Olympics and what you do for them special.
Yeah, we're very proud of what we do.
You know, the Clare Association has a special Sunday. I think it's in June. Out at Gaelic Park.
Oh, yeah, they do. The special kid thing.
Yeah, the special kids day.
Yeah.
Oh, do they really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they do. It's just great to see them kids enjoying themselves, and they do a great job out there.
They're like
the
happiest people in the world, by the way.
Yeah.
They are. They're always happy.
Yeah.
And especially when they get in and win a
medal or something.
Well, you know, I was going to talk to John about it, but did you ever hear the Mezzacordia?
Sure. Choir. The Heartbreakers.
The Heartbreakers.
Yes.
I always go up to the Heritage Center to be I always make sure I be up there to hear them sing.
Yeah, the Heartbreakers.
Because it's,
yeah.
it's just terrific, so yeah. it's so uplifting to see them enjoying themselves.
They're part of our program in Chicago, Miss Recorded.
Yeah.
Sister Rosemary and
Rosemary Conley.
They were all down here last week at our competitions at the track and field. It was terrific.
Oh yeah.
We've got all kinds of agencies and schools, 150 schools. We got 7,500 kids. It's great.
Wow.
Keeps me out of the bars.
Not all the time.
Sometimes.
All right, everybody. We'll hope to see you all out May 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th at Gaelic Park for Memorial Day weekend, Irish Fest.
Give the website one more time there.
It is www.ChicagoGaelicParkIrishFest.org.
Yes.
That's just a great thing. And right. Barney, I want to
thank you
for being number one in the number two business.
Thanks so much, Barney. You were great.
That was a free plug. What's
that's
the name? Well, Farrelly.
We don't need any more.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Barney.
We appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you out there. Bye. Thanks for everything, buddy. God bless you.
God bless you.
Back on the Skinny and Hooli Show after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Juries won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the Loop, you've got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
And that was a great Brendan O'Brien, of course, from Riley's Daughter. And, you know, Barney, Liam Durkin plays at Riley's a lot. He's, actually, I think we're the guys that introduced Liam to Riley's. I saw Liam's father, Mick Durkin, at Jackie Castro's funeral. Hey, I wanted to say, though, Barn, PJOD said make sure you say hello to Barney Farrelly.
The great PJ.
And I want to remind... The O'Day family reunion, I guess, was very successful last week or the week before. And so
PJ
wanted to thank everybody for going out there and
going
to the O'Day family reunion and everything. And
his wife, what's his wife?
Mary.
Mary and PJ, yeah.
And it was at the old, what is it, ground?
Yeah. The what?
The old O'Day castle.
Oh, yeah. the reunion was, in Ireland.
I think this is the first one that PJ missed, is it?
I don't know.
I think so. He's always been organized. He's done such a terrific... The old ground round, I think it's called, in Ennis.
Old ground round.
Something like
that. The old ground hotel is in Ennis.
That's it. I'm sorry.
It's not the old ground round. That's hamburger.
Oh, that's what it is. The old hamburger.
The old hamburger stand.
All right. Yeah. So he wanted me to make sure... PJ, say hi to Barney. So there you go.
Well, I want to say hi to him and Mary. Mary is a good friend of a good friend of mine, Myra McWilliams.
Oh, okay.
And they come out to this country together as nurses.
Oh, really? As nurses, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, Mary is, Mary is just a saint. She's a wonderful person.
I have a little story for you, Barney.
Yeah, good man.
A man goes to see the rabbi. Rabbi, something terrible is happening, and I have to talk to you about it. And the rabbi says, "What's wrong?" The man replied, my wife is poisoning me. The rabbi is very surprised by that. He says, "Well, how can that be?" The man pleads, "I'm telling you, I'm certain she's poisoning me. What should I do?" And the rabbi then says, "Tell you what, let me talk to her. I'll see what I can find out, and I'll let you know." A week later, the rabbi calls the man and says, "I called your wife. I spoke to her on the phone for 3 hours. You want my advice?" The man says, "Yes." And the rabbi says, "Take the poison."
That's a good one. Take the poison.
All right. You know, Skinny, whenever I'm on the old South Side and I walk by the window of Ken's or Wrong's or Hearts or any of those great Irish saloons, and I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, holy who died?"
You know, holy, we talked a lot last week about Jackie Castle. We were at the wake and the funeral, and I guess it was a great send-off.
It was one of the best funerals I've ever been to.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact,
Billy McGann,
but also Frankie Hamer and Bo, Jackie's stepson, Bo, all gave great eulogies. But Billy McGann knocked it out of the park. You remember Billy, he ran Beverly Woods for years.
Yeah.
He's coming on the show next week, and he's going to tell that story of the time he and Jackie Castro
went to Vegas.
Yeah. Believe me, tune in next week, folks, because you won't want to miss it. Okay? Next week, Billy McGann on the show.
Hey, Holy, Mary Catherine Moran, maiden name McGrath, 83, passed away. She was born in Temple Orem in Kilkenny, Ireland. And she was living in Naples, Florida. She's preceded in her death 61 years of marriage to her husband, Joe Moran. So we wanted to mention her, Huli.
God rest her soul.
She was very, number of children, grandchildren, and so forth. But she was a very religious person and a good family person. And they had the Mass at St. Mary's in Buffalo Grove, Illinois, last week. So say a prayer for Mary Catherine Moran.
God rest her soul. Skinny, George Carey, 68, a Mount Carmel grad of West Dundee, but he grew up in St. Philip Neri and South Shore. Beloved husband of Therese, father of Ryan and Megan, dear grandfather of Madeline, Mason, Charlotte, and Callan. And loving son of the late Mary and David Carey, God rest his soul. George Carey, Mount Carmel guy.
Only 68 years old.
Yeah, he was a year older than Frankie Moran. Frankie called me today, let me know that. Also, John F. O'Malley, age 81. Beloved husband of the late Betty Ann, father of Karen, Aaron, Eileen, Deirdre, John, Elizabeth, Maria, Martin, and Kevin. Wow. This guy was
big family.
He was busy. I was a proud member of Local 399.
Stationary engineer.
He was born in Newport, County Mayo, Ireland, to John and Katie O'Malley in 1937. He's remembered for his strong work ethic, his great storytelling, and devotion to his family. So God rest his soul. He's going to be interned at Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery.
He's obviously a veteran.
Yeah. Quite a guy.
Yeah.
John F. O'Malley, 81.
So say a prayer for all those people that have passed away and
God
anyone
rest
else
their souls.
That we may have missed.
Yeah.
So.
Want me to sneak another joke in here? I got another joke.
No, I want to tell you the quick story.
Okay, tell me.
I hope I didn't tell this before. Did I tell the story about the kid from Mendel that called the office?
Called what office?
He was going to ditch school.
Yeah.
His name was Yurgovich.
Yes.
So Tommy Yurgovich, my brother Mike told me this last week, and he said he calls, he's a junior in high school. He calls the office.
Calls Mendel's office.
But Mrs. O'Brien worked in the office, and she knew everybody.
Yeah.
So Tommy calls and says, "Hello, my son Tommy's not going to be in school today. This is Mr. Yurgovich." Mrs. O'Brien said, "It's not Mr. Yurgovich. This is you, Tommy. He said, no, it's not me, Mrs. O'Brien. This is my father. That's a true story.
That's good. I believe it. I believe it.
For Mendel, anyway,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Hey, let's not be disparaging the Mendel guys. Half your family went there. Mendel men are gentlemen.
All my family went there.
Are you the only one who didn't
go? Six brothers graduated from Mendel,
Ah, but Skinny, you had a calling.
I had a calling, and that's how I ended up on this show.
Yes,
that's my vocation.
Yes, exactly.
To be with Hooli.
Okay, we're going to take another break here on the Skinny and Hooli Show. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted, Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
Yeah, but there is one other Irish thing you can
do.
Hooli.
But before we go to that, Matt on Albright is coming here, I know, with Concern.
I'm so excited.
I know, June 1st. Yeah. I know, that's going to be terrific.
Is that June 1st? Yeah,
they should go to check Concern. You can hear Madeline Albright.
Oh, okay.
Well, she's terrific. I know you're a big fan.
Oh, okay, I certainly am. Skinny, the 2018 Skinny and Hooli trip to Ireland is now called the Crack Tour of Ireland because you're staying home. But Gino Cooney's going with us, America's funniest undertaker. So
and just a character.
Oh, he is a character. And he's my host, co-host on
The Crack.
The Crack every week from 8 to 9 on WSBC, 1240 in your dial. But we want to tell everybody, October 11th to the 18th, we're going to Ireland. We're going with our special musical guest, Emer Arkins. She's just a delightful all-Ireland fiddler, dancer, and singer. We're going to have a blast. We're going to have loads of crack. We're going to Kinsale, Charles Fort in Cork. We're going to Cove, where the boat's left. We're going to Dingle for 2 nights. The Cliffs of Moher, Kilkenny Castle, Powers Court Gardens, Slane Castle, which is the sponsor. Slane Irish Whiskey is the sponsor of my film festival this year. So get involved. We'd love to have you join us.
What's the website, Huli?
The website is www.grouptripsandtravel.com.
Or they can leave a message on skinnyhuli.com, right?
They could.
Yeah,
Or they can go to call 1-800-624-8338. Open the Irish American News. We've got a full-page ad in there, all the how to get in touch with everybody. But it's filling up.
Hey, if you go on the trip, you'll never forget it.
Oh, yeah. We got about 25 people right now. We take about 50 at the most. So we would love to have you all join us. And it's an unforgettable trip, I got to tell you. And we got a lot of characters going this year, too, especially Gino Cooney.
And so, you know what? Last week when we were doing the Special Olympics, one of the engineers that was there was Brian Schumacher.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, Skinny, my mother and my sister cannot stop talking
Bridget,
about
about Kathy and Bridget,
about the trip to Ireland. He said, my mother, that's all she does. She always tells stories about it. She had never been there. It was a trip of her life. Yeah.
If you've never been, it's a great trip.
Yeah. So
Mike Miller's going again for his fifth time, I think.
And Mike is Kathy's brother.
Kathy's brother. Yeah.
Right. So.
Anyway,
this time he'll be a little bit different than he was last time. It's kind of like Eddie Haskell.
He'll
last
be
time.
Covering third base at the bar, his favorite spot. Okay, now here's a story about a guy who he goes into the bar and he ordered martini after martini, each time removing the olives and placing them in a jar in his pocket. When the jar was filled with olives and all the drinks consumed, and this is a lot of martinis, the Irishman started to leave. And, excuse me, said another bar patron who was puzzled over what he had done. What was that all about? Nothing, said the Irishman. My wife sent me out for a jar of olives. Please,
yes.
late on the rim shot. That's unforgivable. Okay, another one. Now you got the rim shot ready? Okay.
He's ready.
A cheerful truck driver pulled up at a roadside cafe in the middle of the night for a dinner stop. He's sitting down having a great time. Halfway through his meal, three wild-looking motorcycle gangbangers roared up. Bearded, leather-jacketed, filthy. Kind of like that guy who was here just about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
For no reason at all, they start picking on the truck driver. You know, one poured pepper over his head. Another stole his apple pie. The third one deliberately tipped his coffee over. And the truck driver never said a word, just stood up, paid his check, and left. That truck driver sure ain't much of a fighter, sneered one of the bikers. The girl behind the counter, peering out into the night, said, he doesn't seem to be much of a truck driver either. He just ran his truck over three motorcycles. Hot up, Mom.
That was pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah, so
Everything's, Holy, there's a lot of things going on this summer, and we're going to try to keep everybody up to date, especially
absolutely.
The things that are going on in the Irish community.
Tune in next week because we got Billy McGann, who gave one of the greatest eulogies I have ever heard in my life. And I've been to a lot of funerals. I'm an old guy. And Casto's send-off was just outstanding.
Hey, I want to also
and by the way, Casto's mother was a Murphy, so we're not just talking about some Goomba.
Yeah,
Casto was half Irish, okay?
I talked to a guy from our neighborhood yesterday, Pat Kwan, a Chicago fireman.
Oh, yeah.
Lips Kwan.
Yeah.
But his wife had a real severe heart attack on Monday, and he said, ask your listeners to say a prayer for Rosemary. Great, 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 great gal. And Pat Lipsquan is just
Lips.
A terrific guy.
Is she Mrs. Lips then? Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. He was Lips and his brother was Little Lips, and they did call her Mrs. Lips.
His brother was Little
Barry.
Lips.
Yeah. But that was the neighborhood. Everybody had
nicknames. Sure, everybody had a nickname.
Now they pretend like they had nicknames, and they never had a nickname because they didn't live in a neighborhood. But so anyways, and how much time do we got, Billy?
We got 30 seconds. We're having a blast here. Come on down next Wednesday night, folks. If it's nice weather, we're going to be out here on the river.
This is the nicest place in Chicago.
It's just lovely.
All the boats are going by, beautiful people.
We're not working. This is a vacation for us. Yeah. It's absolutely wonderful.
So we want to thank everyone for listening. We want to thank all our sponsors. And
absolutely.
We will
see you later. Bye.
Tune in. The Skinny and Hooley Show is recorded in front of a live audience.